we have to become a people of the Word of God. We cannot afford to be listening to alternate voices. When we talk about the restoration of the church to her Hebraic roots, not only are we talking about understanding what that means, we're understanding some of the dynamics that are released in our lives when we are in touch with the olive tree that we've been grafted into, the anointed roots of that olive tree, where the Word of God is alive to you. Jesus said when asked about the Acharit, this is the end of the age, Matthew 24. The Hebrew word for end of the age is Acharit. The disciples came to him and said, Master, what? And you know, Jesus is the master. Do you understand that? We're not used to this in the Western world. But I'm going to tell you something. When you start walking really close to the Lord, you want to call him master because you want him to teach you the mastery. Because that's what a disciple of the master is you're saying to him, you can teach me, you can train me, because I recognize you have the mastery and I want to be taught by you. That was a good place to say amen. You want to be taught by the Lord. He's willing. And this, I love this. He is no respecter of persons. If you say, yes, Lord, I will let you teach me. And no, yes, but if I don't like it, if I'm not comfortable, if I'm not happy, and where will you go? And what about the people and my comfort and the food and where am I going to sleep and bugs and whatever? There can't be anything after the word but yes. If you say yes, but say yes again. You know, there's all of this ambivalence that stops us from being the kind of believers that God wants to empower you to be. He is seriously, hear me say this to you, he is seriously searching the earth for men and women, no respecter persons, nothing disqualifies you except your own attitude of heart that says no. And you can justify it and rationalize it all that you want and think you're okay, and you're not, because you're missing your inheritance, because the master wants to teach you the mastery. The master wants to teach you and equip you and empower you, and that process of teaching and equipping and empowering transforms you.